Hi, this is John Weber. I'm sitting in for Marian McPartland on Piano Jazz. Our guest is pianist, composer, arranger, educator, and recording artist Joan Stiles. Joan, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me here.
Pleasure is mine. You're a very busy working jazz pianist based here in New York City. And first of all, congratulations on your incredible success as a band leader and as a creative force out here in New York City. I'm happy to see you gaining more recognition as a composer. Some really marvelous performers have recorded your compositions and arrangements. I could think Warren Vache and Joel Fromm and Frank Wesson. Tell me some more people who have recorded your music.
Well, Clark Terry, for one, and then Jeremy Pelt, Steve Wilson, Joel Fromm, and I had the great opportunity to play with the really smoking rhythm section of Peter Washington and Lewis Nash. They worked with Tommy Flanagan for over a decade, so it's a fantastic team I had the opportunity to play with, yeah.
You know, of all the career possibilities, you have to admit that being creative for a living is a pretty good life. I mean, people call us to perform gigs. We play tunes with our friends. You know, sometimes we create these instant arrangements right on the spot, and we improvise on jazz standards. Sometimes we even get to play our own music on the gigs, the stuff we wrote. If I said, hey, Joan, please play Surrey with the Fringe on Top in D, I bet you could do it.
I bet I could, especially since I've recorded it.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's why. And knowing you, you will probably come up with some extremely hip counter melody. Would you do that?
I'd love to do it. Thanks for asking.
Joan, you impress me as a born improviser. And with your creative streak, tell me if this is correct. Did you improvise before you even know what jazz was?
Most definitely. And my first musical experiences were all about improvisation. My father was an amateur singer, and when I was about 8 years old, he taught me the basic triad, so basic chords. And I would sit with him, and all I would have would be the lead sheet symbols, like, you know, G major, C major, and I would make up accompaniments while we sang together, and we would make up vocal harmonies as well. So that was my first bonding to the musical experience, and also what a great thing to do with your father.
What a cool dad, right?
I mean, yeah.
When did you finally discover jazz as a musically precocious teenager?
Well, I can't say that I did until I was actually older than that. I knew of its existence, but as far as really getting into it, I only had two jazz records when I was a teenager, and those were Thelonious Monk's By Himself and also Bill Evans's Portrait in Jazz. And so it wasn't that I was really a jazz aficionado, but I knew enough to appreciate, you know, great music when I heard it.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of teens who become intrigued by jazz and young people who come by way of rock and roll, I mean, they're gateway jazz musicians and artists that they appreciate most are often pyrotechnicians, you know, hard, fast, loud, like rock, you know, like
right,
rockers.
Right.
And, I mean, you are, on the other hand, Bill Evans is the antithesis of that. And Thelonious Monk is so cerebral and brilliant. I mean, it wasn't always that way. People didn't always appreciate him for the genius he is. But you wrote a tune called Spherical, and it's dedicated, of course, to one of your primary influences, the one and only Thelonious Sphere Monk.
Yes.
And it's the opening number on Love Call. which is an excellent record of yours.
Thank you, John.
Do you remember when we crossed paths in Rochester back in 2004, I think it was?
I do.
Just as Love Call broke the top 10.
It just did, yes.
And the opening tune is Spherical. And I would love to hear you play it.
Oh, I'd love to. Let me do that. I would love it if you play something for me. I think your playing is so extraordinary.
Oh, well, you know something? I in order to keep up with you, I better try playing two songs at the same time.
I like that.
I will play for you. How do you like? Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I will play the infamous Small Cousin Walter medley.
Okay.
I did this at Carnegie back about 2004, and it actually dates back about 20 years before that. It was I had a Sunday brunch gig. It was a seven-day-a-week gig. This is back in the days when you actually had seven-day-a-week. And a bass player and a drummer were with me. And for no apparent reason, I started playing these two songs at the same time. One was we call Small Cousin Walter. I was in fifth grade. I was the one kid in class who could play this. Okay, I could play that on guitar and I could play it on piano, that four-chord rock anthem, all right? And I became the uncoolest kid in class because I sang the wrong words. I had one of those Panasonic spherical, speaking of spherical, what a double tail that was, little radios with a speaker about the size of a Susan Anthony Dollar. And it was about the size of one of those magic eight balls that you shake up and, could be, you know. So I sang Small Cousin Walter, I'm firing this guy. Because I couldn't understand. I did a little crackly speaker. Who knows? So that became Small Cousin Walter. And that followed me through my whole life. And I think a Small Cousin Walter fits in really well with another song. And I'll show you. You did an arrangement of When I Fall in Love. You arranged the most wonderful chord movement for your horn ensemble, an octet, I'm guessing, and a little big band, right? In other words, not quite a Count Basie-sized band or a Duke Ellington-sized band or a Doc Severinsen with a Tonight Show-sized band, but something, I guess you had to make the harmony sparser or something. How do you arrange for eight pieces?
Well, I wasn't thinking so much about harmony, at least on that piece, and instead I was thinking linearly and worked lines out that would work with each other. I started with the outer voices, so I started with a bass line that would sound good with the When I Fall in Love melody, and then filled in with other melodic lines. It wasn't until much later that I decided that I wanted to improvise on it, and then I made up some chords that were sort of similar to what I had in those lines that I created. But I wasn't really thinking about a chord progression, at least on most of that piece.
Well, would you play for me what you wrote for your band on When I Fall in Love? I would really love to hear this.
Okay, I'll try it. I'll do a reduction of it, and we'll see how it works out.
You're right. We have a measly 10 fingers, and here you have to cover 8 voices at once.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.